This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. In the United States, President-elect Joe Biden will unveil his plan on Thursday to revive the U.S. economy. These plans come as evidence mounts that economic recovery from the coronavirus pandemic is flagging, despite trillions of dollars in government spending. With his fellow Democrats narrowly controlling both houses of Congress, Biden appears to have a good shot at passing a third massive rescue package that could include everything from another round of stimulus payments to an increase in the minimum wage. Biden has said he wants more direct relief to go to families, like happened in the last stimulus package, which provided $600 in direct payments. Biden wants to raise that figure to $2,000. The funds could help revitalize a recovery that appears to be buckling under the weight of the nationwide surge in COVID-19 cases. The government on Thursday reported a surge in new jobless claim filings in the first week of 2021, and the latest nationwide employment statistics showed the world's largest economy shedding jobs in December. Biden will take office on Wednesday of next week after a rough transition that saw violent supporters of outgoing President Trump invade the U.S. Capitol while lawmakers were meeting to certify the Democrats' election victory. In global markets, investors seem to shrug off U.S. President Donald Trump's second impeachment and focused instead on reports that Biden's economic stimulus package could indeed be huge. Lady Gaga and Jennifer Lopez will take the stage at U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration ceremony in Washington next week, alongside others in what his transition team said would showcase a diverse America. And we'll be covering that at voanews.com. This is VOA News. And here are some of the other stories making headlines around the world today. Indonesian divers resumed a search on Thursday for the remains of 62 victims and the cockpit voice recorder from that airplane that plunged into the Java Sea soon after takeoff last weekend, officials said. The search at the crash site of the Boeing 737-500, which was traveling from Jakarta to Borneo, had been temporarily suspended on Wednesday after bad weather whipped up high waves. Wine produced in an Israeli settlement in the occupied West Bank and labeled from the land of Israel will soon be available for sale in the United Arab Emirates. That's what settler business leaders said. Palestinians have condemned the export deal, saying settlements are illegal under international law, a view shared by many countries but disputed by Israel. A huge fire swept through the Rohingya refugee camps in southern Bangladesh in the early hours of Thursday, the United Nations said, destroying homes belonging to thousands of people. The UN Refugee Agency, or UNHCR, said more than 550 shelters, home to around 3,500 people, were either totally or partially destroyed in the blaze, as well as 150 shops and a facility belonging to a nonprofit organization. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un wrapped up a rare Congress at a mass indoor art performance on Wednesday, state media said, but made no mention of a reported military parade. Kim and other North Korean officials packed into an indoor stadium in Pyongyang to watch performances from military and civilian art troops and youth groups, mostly on themes of glorifying Kim's leadership and reinforcing messaging from the Congress, news agency KCNA reported on Thursday. Greece is pushing to return over 1,400 people currently in migrant reception centers on Lesbos Island and other Aegean islands to Turkey, Greece's migration minister said on Thursday, calling on Ankara to respect asylum agreements with the European Union. The minister said Greece had submitted a request to the European Commission and EU border agency Frontex for the immediate return of the migrants who he said had arrived from Turkey and whose asylum applications had been rejected. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines today, we'd like to direct you to our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.